My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, renegades. Hey there, welcome back, Renegades. So today's episode is actually a snippet from the 2022 energy update that I did at the very beginning of 2022. So on that offering, I offered 4 recordings, right? And we had one recording was the ascending timeline, what's going on with that. One was the descending timeline. One was an energetic clearing. And then one was a prayer. And so we covered all of the energetics of 2022. But one of the more important things, well, it was all very important, but one of the things that was requested a lot from actually Renegade Revolution Radio listeners was, who is Team Dark Side? And that is something I covered in the energetic update. But I know not everyone got that, and this is not a plug for it, because it really, you know, if you want to get it, it's there. If you don't want to get it, you don't have to. If you do get it at this point, there's a discount code, which I'll drop in the show notes. But either way, I know a lot of you have asked, who is Team Dark Side? Who is the they that I always talk about? Because some of you, I know I got an Instagram DM not too long ago, and I've actually gotten several that are similar to this, but one of them was asking me like, hey, Sarah, who are you talking about when you say they? Because are you talking about government? Because I feel like this is much bigger than government, right? And that person was absolutely correct. This is much, much bigger. When I talk about Team Dark Side, I mean that energetic is much bigger than just the government. And so I just wanted to share what I shared in the energetic update with all of you here that are listeners, because I think that this plays a very important part into what we're going to go into next on the show, because there's a deeper level of all of this that we haven't even tapped into, you know, like this ascension and this awakening and this evolution of consciousness. What's happening to us and for us is multifaceted. You know, there's not just one layer of this. That's why it always breaks my heart when I see people that are like, oh, the government's corrupt. I figured it out. I'm awake to everything because now I know the government's corrupt. And it's like, hey, great. I'm happy that you're there because it was great when I went there too, right? And there's much, much, much more at play than just that level. So those that get stuck in that governmental level and are like, now I got to shout it out to the world, which, by the way, I'm not saying this from judgment, because that's something we all go through. I remember when I stopped believing in the government, that was in 2001. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to tell everybody I know. But back then I was in high school and everybody thought I was a crazy bird, right? So, you know, it's just funny because it's like we all go through this cycle, you know, and everyone's at different levels of it. But that's what I mean, is that there's different layers. And so those that get stuck in one of the layers, like, okay, well, now I'm going to focus all my attention on exposing the government, and they just stay there forever without going to like, okay, wait a minute, if government is corrupt, what else is corrupt, right? Because that's the layers that we got to get into. And so beyond government, there's so many more, okay? Government is like the tip of the iceberg, and you keep digging and you keep digging. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. The school system too? Wait a minute. The banking system too? Wait a minute. We're all enslaved. Wait a minute. Are there other entities on this planet besides just humans? I mean, this rabbit hole goes deep, right? So it's time for us to go a little bit deeper. So before we do, let's just talk a moment about who is the they, who is Team Darkseid. I'm going to have a disclaimer at the beginning of this, which is a disclaimer I did in my energetic update, which is like, hey, if you're in a place of fear right now or scarcity or victim consciousness, or you're already triggered, maybe skip this episode, come back later when you're feeling a little bit better, right? You know, we're going to talk about some stuff that might make you like question some things, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, all I'm saying is use your own discernment, check in with yourself. This is not meant to incite any kind of fear or anything like that. It's just meant to shed light and awareness on things that we need to be aware of at this point if we're trying to move forward and if we're trying to really address what's been done in the dark to humanity for a very long time on what is called Earth school to the more positive people and the prison planet to the more realist. Yeah, I would definitely call it a prison planet sometimes, but I also call it an Earth school, so it is what it is. Either way, we're going to talk about who is Team Darkseid. What are they doing here? I don't know if on this part I'll go into like the why, because I think on the energetic update, I go into the why after like the talking about who they are. So if you want the why, let me know, because I'll drop that as well. And one last little disclaimer is that I think on this part, when I get to the top of the pyramid, and not to give anything away, this is not a spoiler, but it kind of is, I might say extraterrestrial. And since then, I am using a more accurate term, which is really interdimensional. So when I say extraterrestrial, if you're thinking like ET aliens, like what the New Age community has been putting in people's heads about aliens, that's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about interdimensional entities that can look very much like humans and you wouldn't even know it. Okay. So just please keep that in mind when you hear that part. If this sounds good to you, let's jump right in. Welcome back to 2022 Energy Forecast. Now we're going to talk about the 3D side of things, maybe the descending timeline a little bit. And if you didn't hear the disclaimer in part one, if you haven't done any type of inner work, shadow work, wound healing, trauma healing, anything like that, or if you're really attached to the fear and scarcity and victim consciousness of the 3D paradigm and the 3D matrix, then this might not be for you, because it can induce fear if that's where you're already living and you haven't done any type of healing work. I really don't think that's anybody listening to this, but if it is, you've been warned. And for everybody else, let's dive in. So when we think about the 3D matrix and the narrative that's playing out in the physical realm, right? What's you're seeing on the news and that the governments are talking about and all of this. What we're seeing play out in the 3D is the physical manifestation of the war that we are currently in. We are in a huge world war. And actually, I would say it's beyond a world war, okay? It's beyond that, because there's cosmic parties at play that are not in this 3D world. And it's a spiritual war, you know, it's a consciousness war. They're trying to enslave and capture the consciousness, because that is how they capture the soul. More on that in a minute. The battlefield is not the 3D, okay? So what we're seeing play out on the news and stuff like that, that is not the real battlefield, okay? That's just the illusion and the tricks and the things that they're using to manipulate and deceive. Really, it's a war on consciousness. So it is beyond the 3D, but the effects do play out in the 3D, right? And before I get into the 3D timeline, really quickly, I want to address who is Team Darkseid, because as I go into this, I'm going to say a lot of they, there. And one of the questions that I get a lot on Renegade Revolution Radio, the podcast, is who are you talking about? Like, who is it? And people have even said to me like that they don't think it's the government, because the government looks like they're so unorganized, like they're just, you know, basically morons. And they're like, how can the government like carry this all out? It seems way too organized. Like whenever I talk about the they, and those people are absolutely correct. I mean, no, the government that we see, the people that are the pawns on TV that look like they don't know what they're doing, or they have no idea what's going on. Those are just the pawns. That is not who is at the helm of this. So I would like to address who is Team Darkseid, so that it's very clear who I'm talking about, okay? So Team Darkseid, the actual team, the collective, is extremely organized, despite what you see playing out with the government officials. If you've ever seen the triangle that is the Illuminati triangle, and I say that because they've tagged this as such a conspiracy theory, but you know the triangle I'm talking about because it's the triangle on the dollar bill, right? On the backside of the dollar bill, it's got a triangle, and at the very top, it's got an eye, and the eye is a little bit detached from the rest of the triangle. This is the Illuminati triangle. It's got lots of different names. You can call it whatever you want. I think there's a version that they talk about in Christianity, which is actually not even, I don't even want to touch this with a 10-foot pole, but it's not, it's a distorted version that they talk about in Christianity. It's not really the eye of God, which they say it's the God of this world, yes, but it's not the real God, which is the creator of all creation. So anyway, they've tagged this or marked this as a conspiracy theory so people don't look into it. But if it were a big of a conspiracy, why the heck is it on the US dollar bill? That doesn't make any sense. So this triangle is supposed to represent their idea, Team Darkseid's idea of order and hierarchy. And this is how they want society to be set up. This is ideally how they want society to be set up. And for the most part, they've kind of worked out this plan. So at the very bottom of this triangle, the base of this triangle, that's supposed to represent humanity. It's the masses. It's the 99%. It's us. Well, I wouldn't really quite put us, those of you that are listening to a podcast like this, you are a light worker. And so I wouldn't really put you in the same category as the 99% masses, because the thing about the masses is that most of them are asleep at the wheel. They're not at the helm. They're not in control of their own lives. They are living into all of the systems of control. So those of us that are breaking out of these systems, you know, we might be still in some systems, but we're breaking out of these systems of control. We're the renegades. We're the light workers. We're the star seeds, whatever you want to call us. That is us. And we are breaking out of their systems and we're breaking out of the matrix. They don't like that. They come for us. That's another topic for a different day. But I just wanted to mention that we are a little bit different from the masses, even though we might have at one point in time been part of the masses because we might have been asleep at the wheel or just living into all of the narratives and doing what society tells you you're supposed to be doing. That is the masses. Okay. So for sake of, you know, not differentiating anymore, I'm just going to call us part of the masses as well, even though we know we're separate. The rest of the triangle, right? The levels above the base, they look at us as the slave class, the workers. Some of them refer to us as useless eaters and consumers. This is why I've mentioned that humanity's been enslaved. Like when I say that, it really triggers people and people are like, enslaved, Sarah? You're being a little dramatic. And it's like, no, not really. Not when you are conscious and aware of all of the ways that they enslave us. And then you can see that clear as day, yes, humanity has been enslaved. So above the level of the masses is the levels of the controllers of humanity, okay? And so this is systems of control, and it's religion, it's government, it's media, it's education, it's healthcare, or we can call it the death care system. I call these the systems of oppression because they do the bidding of the very top of the pyramid by keeping the masses enslaved and under control. That is their job, is to keep us in this trance, keep us in the busyness of life, and keep us as consumers and just, and really just numbing us out and just keeping us going without taking a breath to or creating any space to question the reality that we live. So that's the masses. And you can see this playing out. Then the next level from there, you have major corporations. Think of like Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook, Alphabet Inc., who owns Google, right? Tesla, ExxonMobil, Saudi Aramco, Berkshire Hathaway. So these are corporations, the major corporations. They funnel a bunch of the money. They function to monitor the masses. They poison mind, body, soul. A lot of these businesses do that. They keep the masses in a trance and they funnel the money and real wealth up the triangle. So that is their function on that level. You go up a level above that, and then you have the world banks. You got the world banks, the central banks, the IRS, tax revenue, interest revenue, those types of things. And their function is to rob humanity and to keep us, humanity, in debt. And this ensures that true wealth really remains with the elite, the top part of that pyramid. They don't mind if we make a little money. They don't mind if we make millions. They tax us on it anyway. And millions really isn't anything to them, but they want to make sure that we stay at that level where we are just hustling and grinding and chasing after money still. They don't want us to get to a point where we're so comfortable that money no longer becomes an issue. And then we start to think, huh, what else is there to life, right? No. They can't have us going to that level. They need to keep us in that hustle and grind. And that's sometimes when I call it the success matrix. Those are the people that are stuck in the success matrix, the millionaires that they allow us to have some money, but still they don't want you to have any kind of spiritual awakening. So that is the next level, is the banks. Above the banks is what some people can refer to as like the think tanks. And this is where you'll see like the World Economic Forum, Bilderberg, BlackRock, United Nations, WHO, CDC. So this is where those types of entities will reside. And this is how they organize and strategize their plans. This is how everything that they do to dominate and control and enslave humanity, this is the level that they're actually organizing that and strategizing. And so that's why when you see people, when people tell me that the government officials, like presidents and stuff, look like they don't know what they're doing, they don't know their head from their ass. Well, yeah, they don't, because they're the pawns. And see, what happens is at this level, at the think tank level, they are coming up with these plans to enslave us, and they know that that's what they're doing. And then they're usually hidden or behind the scenes, so people don't really see them that much. And then what happens is when it trickles down to the government level, the government officials like mayors, senators, presidents, all that stuff, they have to carry out the agenda of the think tanks. So the think tanks know that their agenda is working against us. But at the government level, they have to make it, they have to pervert what the real agenda is and distort it and serve us like good lip service so that they're not telling us that they're actually working against us instead of for us. So that's the reason why when you see politicians, they spit good game and talk about stuff that they're gonna do when they get in office, and then they get in office and they don't do anything that they say they're gonna do. This is all part of the agenda. It's not that they're inept, right? It's not that they're not doing things right. It's not any of that stuff. It's that they're just lying to us and putting on a facade of what they're gonna do, when actually their agenda is completely the opposite of that. They're working against us instead of for us. And that's all of the systems of oppression. I'm just choosing government, but the education system's the same. The healthcare system's the same. That's why people, when they get mad and they're like, well, my doctor didn't tell me the root cause of my problem. They just treated my symptoms. Yeah, because your doctor works for Big Pharma. Most regular doctors, especially on the Western Hemisphere, that are MDs, their license and their certification is approved through Big Pharma, because their education system is, their medical schools are run by Big Pharma. So their job is not to give you health or help you get to good health. Their job is to make you a customer of Big Pharma. So that's the thing. The systems of control are doing exactly what they're designed to do, but they have to put on a front like they're not carrying out an agenda that's anti-human and against us. So they look incompetent when really they're not. You know what I mean? So the organization of all this and the planning of all this and the vision of all this is happening at that think tank level. These bigger groups that are actually putting together all of this plan, they disguise their true agenda to the masses with a cover agenda that sounds as though it serves humanity. So the media helps these groups sell the cover. But due to cosmic law, there is a cosmic law of intent and consent. Now, just a real quick key point to remember is that there are universal laws, cosmic laws, natural laws, whatever you want to call them, and these are set forth by the divine, and these laws are innately known by all of living things. And then you got man-made laws. So here what I'm talking about is cosmic laws and those natural laws. And by the way, the higher up you get in this triangle, they know universal law, they know cosmic law. They know that there is an ultimate creator of all creation. You see, they've tricked us at the lower levels into thinking like we're disconnected from the divine, right? From who created us. And the truth is, we're not. The divine is within us. That's the secret they don't want us to know. And so they've tricked us and kept hidden knowledge and important knowledge away from us. But they know this knowledge. So some of the knowledge that they know is cosmic laws. They know universal laws and the things they're allowed to do and the things they're not allowed to do, because they don't want to. If they break cosmic laws, they incur karmic debt. And karmic debt does not die when this physical body dies. So they don't want that. So what they do is they pervert and manipulate the cosmic laws. They find loopholes, right? They're like those really sleazy good lawyers that find the loopholes so that they can work around some of these laws. So that's why those at the top, like the think tank and even above that, really, they can carry out these agendas because they're not incurring the debt, because they have the people at the lower levels who think that they're doing good. Like, for example, doctors and nurses in hospitals who think that they're doing good deeds, but really they're carrying out the agenda of these darker entities and darker beings. And that's the same with government. Some people in government are really good people, just like some people in media are really good people. You know what I'm saying? But they are just doing as they're told and not questioning it. And, you know, they've signed contracts that make them have to, or that they believe they have to do things a certain way. Like, they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their title. They don't want to lose their, you know, ego identities, because it'll be harder. So anyway, that is how these top levels get around cosmic law. You know, they put things in place that discloses their agenda. So that is one of the ways that these top levels get around cosmic laws. Another thing is that there is a cosmic law of intent and consent. So many of these think tanks disclose their true agenda in their white papers that most of humanity is too lazy to look at, okay? Especially since the media spoon feeds them a quick highlight that's easier to digest. They don't want to go to the websites or the books written by some of these people that are running these think tanks like WEF and stuff like that and read what these people are actually saying. Because what these people are actually doing is they're dropping little gems of their true agenda in their white papers and their books and their articles and their publications that show us what the real agenda is, you know? And if you read that, it'll open your eyes wide open, because you'll be like, oh, okay, they're letting us know exactly what they're doing. And they have to do that because they're not trying to get the karmic debt. If they put it in their book that they're trying to enslave humanity, and humanity reads the book or doesn't read the book and just goes along with it without questioning them and without calling them out and without putting an end to it, then, you know, they don't take on some of that debt because they've let us know. And if we're not stopping it, we're agreeing to it. What you don't say no to, you're complying to and consenting to. So that is the think tank level. Okay, let's go above that. Above the think tank level, you've got a few levels of elite families and bloodlines and royal families, all of that stuff. These people are very, very into rituals and ceremonies and bloodlines. And so they really want to keep it in the family. Okay. Now, at the very top, many people think that that top part, that's like the eye that's separated from the rest of the triangle. A lot of people think that that is the most oldest, like bloodlines, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, right? The uber elites on this planet. No, that's not what it is. Those are dark portals. Okay. So those uber elites, right? They're dark portals, meaning they're no longer human. They have a physical body, but the soul and spirit are gone. Okay. Or they have a dark soul, a black soul. Either way, it's not human and it's not living and it's not tied to the eternal living light and it's not part of team light at all. I mean, it's gone. So they are being run by shadow entities, okay? Now, here's where we go a little bit deeper that I wouldn't, and one of the reasons why I chose to do this on a private forum, because I would not put this anywhere publicly, is that these people, these dark portals that we see or that we actually don't see, because most of the Rothschilds are hidden underground. They are not anywhere around. But anyway, they are run by shadow entities that are off-planet, extraterrestrials, okay? And those off-planet extraterrestrials think that they're running the show, but really those off-planet entities are run by AI, okay? So the AI has taken over, and the AI actually runs most of the levels of this pyramid, and they don't even know it. And it's actually trickled down, because we even see in the mass level, which is the humanity level at the base of the triangle, you see that there is an agenda to merge human with machine. And we know that because what am I writing my notes in, right? I'm writing it on a phone that I usually carry with me. Now, I try to be extremely intentional about getting this thing away from me, but the majority of people are hooked on their phone 24/7. I mean, it is with them at all times. It is always connected to Wi-Fi or 5G or whatever. That is the minimum. Like, there's so many other ways that they are tying humans to AI technology. If you see what Facebook has turned into now, which is the metaverse, and there are companies that are capitalizing on this and really selling it, and people really heavily promoting it, wanting to get the masses on metaverse next. So I'm not going to go too deep into that, but the AI is the one that's running the majority of the pyramid from the top level on down. Now, the one that's separated from everything else, and that's the all-seeing eye, that is who is in charge. The AI is the beast machine, which is controlled by a very powerful, very clever, very tricky, higher dimensional, ancient, dark, energetic force. Now, I know that's a lot. I know that's a lot. Some people want to call it the devil. I don't like that term, because I feel like it does not emphasize the magnitude of this energetic force, okay? This entity is an anti-divine, anti-Christ, anti-life entity. And that, my friends, is the true all-seeing eye. Now, the funny part is it's a mockery, because really, the eternal living light, which is whatever you want to call God. I don't like the term God itself sometimes, just because that's been distorted as well, because as now you know, religion is part of the systems of control, and they have really distorted the word God. That's why you can see celebrities who spew out the propaganda and the agenda, and they can go on stage and thank God for their trash that they're putting out there for the masses. It's because there is a God of this world, and it is not the ultimate creator of all creation. And the Bible even mentions, Jesus even mentions many times, the God of this world, you know, and it's not just the Bible. A lot of religious texts talks about the gods or God of this world, differentiating that entity from the ultimate creator of all creation. So the all-seeing eye is really a mockery, and it's a mockery of those of us that are in the light and that are committed to the divine forces. The divine, the real creator of all creation, is really the all-seeing eye, because that energetic force is everywhere and in everything. The anti-device force, this energetic that's behind everything, the fake all-seeing eye that's on the dollar bill, that eye does not really see all. It uses pawns and AI technology to spy on all of us and to know what we're all doing and monitor us, but it's not a true all-seeing eye. It's manipulated energy and technology, and it's used it against us. So that is what the all-seeing eye at the top is, okay? Now, I just wanna say real quick here, because this is where people can sometimes get into fear. I'm just explaining what Team Darkseid is, but I would like you to know that Team Light is much more powerful than Team Darkseid. As I've just mentioned, the creator of all creation is truly in everything, and it doesn't need technology to do it. It does it through nature, it does it through vibrations, it does it through frequency. It's extremely organic and it's natural, and we find it within. So Team Light is much more powerful than Team Darkseid. Light obliterates the dark, truly. That's why they have to be so organized at tricking, deceiving, manipulating, enslaving humanity. Because if they didn't, and all of humanity stepped into their fullest potential, their entire house of cards and this stupid triangle would crumble, okay? So thank you for being brave and courageous enough to do the great inner work that's needed to break free from the shadows of the dark. Thanks for listening to something like this. Thanks for doing the work that you do. Thanks for being you. Thanks just for being here and for being you and for anchoring the light. So I just want to say that, because I know that sometimes when we talk about Team Darkseid, it can trigger wounds in us. You know, many of us still aren't fully healed yet, and that's okay, because that's what we're working on. And I just want to remind everybody that Team Light is the more powerful here. And we're really, really taking back our control. So back to the reason that I mentioned this. So that's Team Dark Side. So now you know that when I say they and who I'm talking about, that's who I'm talking about, okay? I am talking about this triangle of all these systems. And then at the very top, I'm talking about the AI. And then beyond that, I'm talking about the anti-divine energetic force, okay? Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.